expressions of love.
I've thought a lot about people who are great artists and the time that they put into a painting. And it starts out with a blank canvas, and they put a little bit of themselves in it. And as the colors come forth and come together, they might have to scrape off and start over. They're putting an expression of themselves in that painting. Article, perhaps a poem. Our songs, I think of them as beautiful expressions of their love to the Lord. They had, when they put the words and then a music to go with it and the cadence and the flow, it's a beautiful thing. And I'm still blessed by their expression of love to the Savior. And the Lord is dealing with us this morning on expressions of love to each other and to Him. I know with children, I have many little notes, little folded up, maybe tiny little notes that have expressions of love for my children. Maybe just a little penny's worth of crayons and a scrap piece of paper. But they had it, something in that, that expressed their love to me. And it was very precious. Many times they would bring a flower in from outside. You know, flowers are beautiful, but they're really just a bloom on a stick, so to speak, or on a stem. But their heart was in that flower. And they brought it to me, and I could put it in a vase. And every time I looked at that, I'm reminded of their expression of love to me. We had a Sister Betty in our congregation. She had a card ministry, a greeting card ministry, and she would send cards, and we were recipients every once in a while, and on the envelope she had stickers on it. She loved putting stickers on her envelopes, and it might be little happy faces or butterflies, but on the inside it was always "I love you" and "I appreciate you," and with the little children it might be a stick of gum or a little dollar bill, and those children were just thrilled with that. Or with big folks, it might be a gift card to Cracker Barrel or something. She just had she wanted to express her love, and that extra little sticker meant something from her. Well, the Lord is dealing with us this morning on our expressions of love. We're not to take each other for granted, ever. We're not to take the Lord for granted, ever. And we have time and opportunity to give expressions of love. I want to start out with 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. We call it the love chapter. It's so beautifully written. But there's something we can gain here, and I want to just read part of it. 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 4. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. It's a very beautiful picture of our chance to express our love. It says to suffer long. There are many times that when you're in a home environment, when you're in a congregational environment, when you're in a work environment, there can be things that grit and that grind and that irritate you. But because you cherish that person, and because you cherish the Savior, you will suffer long. That is an expression of love. It truly is. And is kind. Charity envieth not. It's yours. It's not mine. I'm not here to be jealous over the good things that's happened to you. I'm going to rejoice with you. I'm happy for that. I'm happy for you. Because that's my expression of love to you. You're important to me. I want all the best for you. Vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly. I'm not going to purposefully embarrass you, because you're important to me. And that is my expression of love to you. I'm not going to seek for just my own selfish endeavors. Just recently, I've been exposed to someone who is so... I've never seen anything like it. I would call it, it's a lustful spirit. And I used to think lustful meant just a sensual passion. But no, this is a person who wants it all, no matter what it costs somebody else. No matter what they do to have to trample over. And it's like, oh, what a horrible life to live. But whenever we're seeking someone else's welfare besides our own, we're looking for ways, how can I express my love to you? How can I express my love to you through the Savior? How can I do that? It's not necessarily the things, but it's the actions behind it. It wasn't the flowers, it was the flowers they gave to me. See what that means? See how that means? I appreciate that. In Mark, we have a perfect example of this. Mark, the 14th chapter. In the third verse, it says, Mark 14 and 3, and being in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very precious, and she broke the box and poured it on his head. And there were some that had indignation within themselves and said, why was this waste of the ointment made? So where was their expression of love? Were they interested in serving others? They'd already started criticizing the action done. For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence and been given to the poor, and they murmured against her. Where was their heart in this anyway? Was it truly regarding the Savior? Was it truly an expression of love to say, we should have sold it and gave it to the poor? Yes, there is opportunity to do that, but this woman took the opportunity to anoint the Savior, the Son of God. Her expression of love, spikenard, it's very costly. The way I understand, a little tiny bottle could cost a poor man a year's wages. That's how costly it was, but she didn't think it was a waste. And it was wonderful. What happened? And Jesus says, let her alone. Why trouble ye her? She hath wrought a good work on me. She saw the chance to show her love to the Savior. See that? She saw the chance and she redeemed it, no matter what it cost. She didn't go home and say, well, I shouldn't have done that. Whew, I'll have to pay for that for a while. No, it was an expression of her love. And she poured it all over the Savior. For ye have the poor with you always. And whensoever ye will, ye may do them good. It's not to say we don't have a compassion for that. But me, ye have not always. Do you realize? He only had probably a few more days, a few more weeks on this earth. And he saw the opportunity and he redeemed it. She saw the opportunity and she redeemed it to good. And I thank the Lord. She had done what she could. What a wonderful thing. I've done what I could. I had today on my hands. I had the opportunity and I did what I could. She has come aforehand to anoint my body to the bearing. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she hath done shall be spoken of her for a memorial of her. She had a beautiful expression of her love, wasn't it?
Yes.
We still rejoice in that. Was Jesus worthy to be anointed? Absolutely. He was the Son of God. But do you know he's still worthy to be anointed? And our expression of love, he is not here in a physical form. But Lord, how can I break that box over your head? How can I bless you, dear Lord? How can I bring an expression of love to you today? There's several ways. Galatians, the 5th chapter and the 13th verse. It says, 5 and 13 of Galatians. For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. I get a chance to anoint the Savior's head by serving my brother, by serving my sister, by serving the need that is at hand. With a glad heart, with a joyful heart, not worried about how much the spikenard costs. See what I'm saying here? And it's by love serving one another. And all the law is fulfilled in one word, even this: thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And I'm going to give you a little confession here. I love to express my love through cooking. I love to serve food to my family, and to my friends, and to my neighbors. My neighbors like my cooking too. And it's been a blessing to me, because I can't walk up to them and say, I love you. Because that would be awkward. It would really be unseemly. It would be embarrassing. But I can give them a pie, and they know my expression of love. See what I'm saying? It's not even necessarily the pie. It's the action of, I made it for you. And they like it. And I'm thankful. It's my chance to serve that capacity. There's not much. I can't walk into their home and say, can I clean your house for you? And can I cook you supper? I don't really get that chance. But can I bake you a pie? I'll bake a pie. And I thank the Lord for that opportunity. But by love, serve one another. We get a chance to serve our brother and sister as though we're serving the Lord. Isn't that precious? We get a chance to wash Jesus' feet when I wash my sister's feet, my brother's feet. I get a chance to do for the Lord when I'm doing for His people. I get a chance to serve Him when I serve the poor. And I thank the Lord for that. 1 Timothy, this is a little bit unusual, this one, this verse. 1 Timothy, the second chapter, and the 9th verse. And there's another verse that goes along with it. The women are to wear long hair to show that they are in subjection to their husband. Let that be an expression of love. Amen. I thank the Lord for that opportunity. That it's, even though it does take a little longer to wash, takes a little longer to care for that, help me to be thankful that I can serve the Lord by obeying His words and serve my husband. Isn't that a grand opportunity? 1 Timothy 2 and 9. In like manner also, it's women, it seems like, more than men. Men still dress fairly well. That women adorn themselves in modest apparel, with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with broided hair, gold, or pearls, or costly array. Now, the reason I'm thinking, because I've just noticed, the reason behind all the broided hair and gold and pearls and costly array is they're trying to bring attention to themselves. And in that love chapter, do you remember it said? We don't want to vaunt ourselves up. We don't want that attention brought to ourselves. We want the attention brought to a Savior who loves us. So I encourage the sisters here, in your modest apparel, let that be a way you're serving the Lord. Let that be a way that it's an expression of love, that it's not a drudgery. That when I look through the sale rack and, oh, I can't find anything, that I rejoice when I do find something, that I can have an expression of love to my Savior that shows Him, I love you. I want to serve you. And I want the world not to see me anymore. I want them to see you in me. And when you have all these other little frills, you just can't see it. You're too busy looking at the frills. But the Lord, we want Him exemplified in our lives. And I thank the Lord for that. Romans, the 14th chapter. Another time and place of opportunity to serve. Romans 14 and 1. Him that is weak in the faith, receive ye. but not to doubtful disputations. And it talks a lot about some esteem one thing one way, some esteem one thing another way, and we all have our opinions, don't we? And they're right to us. But those that we see that are weak, don't cast them down. Don't talk about them. Don't say, well, they know the truth. Carry them as someone who's weak. Serve the weaker, whether it's mentally, physically, or spiritually. Serve them. Let that be your expression of love to the Savior. Lord, you made this person, and while they have been defiled and they are weak, Lord, I want to bring my love to you by serving them. How can I serve a weaker vessel? How can I do that, Lord, and show your love and your care? Because if you think about it, what was the expression of love given to us? It's when he died on a cross. Yes. How can we do anything less? I thank the Lord. Philippians, the first chapter. It's a lot of reading, but the Word of God is very precious. Trusting the Lord. Lord, help my expression of love to you be as Job. Do you remember Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. And there were times Job thought he was drawing his last breath because he had been ruined financially, ruined in his health, physical body. But he said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Let's give an expression of love to our God that says, I'll trust you no matter what. I'll trust you no matter what. And it says, the 20th verse, first chapter of Philippians, according to my earnest expectation and my hope that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body. Listen to this. Christ shall be magnified in my body. I can give him an expression of love through my body, whether it be by life or by death. Lord, I'm not going to be disappointed if you heal me. But I'm not going to be disappointed if you heal me by taking me home. It's all good. It's my expression of love to you because I'm going to trust you. For me, to me, to live is Christ and to die is gain. And in that precious, we just win either way. And that's truly how it is. And let us not be disappointed when we see others and we think, Lord, but I thought you would have healed them. If the Lord has successfully taken them to glory, he has healed them completely. And I thank the Lord for that. Let our expression of love to the Savior be as this one. Romans, the 12th chapter, tells us just how we need to do it. Romans 12 and 1. My trust to you, Lord, is my expression of love to you. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, that ye present your bodies to the Lord, saying, do with me whatever you want to do. It's all right. If you choose this path, I'm okay with it because I'm trusting in you. Because you're mine and I'm yours. And I want you to know that my expression of love to you is putting my body on the altar saying, do with it what you will. Because I'm okay with that. I thank the Lord for that. There's one more, actually two more scriptures and then we'll be done here. 2 Corinthians, the 9th chapter. Because there's something here in this. The Lord knows that our expression of love. Have you ever seen people who were stingy? They have a dried up, miserable life. I'll just tell you that. Because they're hanging on for themselves only. But the Lord never, ever meant our lives to be stingy and dried up. But there's a secret here in our expression of love. If my children had come to me and presented the flowers and said, I just saw these. Thought you might like them. They didn't do that. They selected the flower. Even if it was just a dandelion, it was beautiful to them. And they brought it to me with the hopes that I would be happy to get it. That's how we need to present it to our Savior. And it says, sixth verse, this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly. It's already set out that way. Stingy, you sow stingy, you're going to reap stingy. When you get to be an old age, nobody's going to visit you because you reaped stingy. They don't care about you anymore because you didn't care about them. But we have time and opportunity to care. And he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart. So let him give an expression of love, not grudgingly or of necessity, because I know that's what I'm supposed to do, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Have you ever been in a home that they didn't really want you there? But they went through the motions. You had a place to stay. You had food to eat. But you could tell when you walked out the door, they slammed the door behind you. On the other hand, have you ever been in a home where they made you feel warm and welcome and come back anytime? My home is your home. What can I get you? The food was wonderful. The hospitality was grand because they loved having you there and they were sad when you left. That's the way this is. The Lord loves a cheerful giver. It's not just about an expression of love. It's loving to do this expression of love. Lord, I want to do this for you. I want to do it happily. I want to do it because I love you. And it's my expression. I appreciate that. One last verse. Hebrews, the 3rd chapter. And the 13th verse. It says, but exhort one another daily. Give an expression of love daily. Well, it is called today. Because I can't do it for yesterday. And I can't do it for tomorrow. But today is what I do have. And help me to start my day out with a preface that says, Lord, what can I get for you today? Can I bake a cake for you today for somebody else? What can I do for you today? What is my expression of love? And you know the Lord gave it His everything to us. So we're already indebted. But let us love giving back. How can I give myself away? How can I waste it? You know, they say that was a waste. You could have sold that and give it to the poor. But how can I waste it all over the Savior? How can I pour myself all over you, dear Lord? What can I do to show you my expression of love? I desire that you pray for me.